Welcome to the Barth Calderone Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Hitchcock with the Asset Protection, Estate Planning, and Business Planning firm Barth Calderone. This is our channel, Wealth Protector TV. We're always trying to bring you value, teach, guide, help you in any way we can. And I have my colleague here, Craig Strom, who is, where's Craig? He's remote. Where are you, Craig?
I am actually sitting on the lake. Actually, this is considered a pond here in Maine, Smithfield, Maine, here at my cousin's place. My wife and I have a place at the other end of the lake, on the north end of the lake. We've got a piece of land down there that I've been working on, and I'm sitting here on the lake. This is not a Zoom background, and when you hear the ducks and the geese go by, it is all real.
Gorgeous. Love it. Love it. I love it. Well, let's jump into this, Craig. We're talking about year-end right now, obviously, and tax strategy. So what do we need to know?
Well, this is actually a big, big conversation that is often missed, and it's missed by a lot of people. And it is just looking at the tax opportunities. And that's the key, the tax opportunities. Right now is the time to plan for that year end to minimize, mitigate, reduce, or eliminate, in some cases, the taxes that don't need to be paid. So I'm going to touch on just a few things. We'll go five, six things that I think that folks need to pay attention to, that right now is the time to be able to actually execute on perhaps some really big tax savings.
Awesome. Number one.
Yeah. Number one, cost segregation. What the heck is cost segregation? A lot of our clients own business real estate. They might own a building that houses their company. Yeah. And that building may have multiple different pieces or aspects of the operation, and hopefully they've talked to someone about making sure that building is in its own separate limited liability company. I hope they're not running their S-Corp out of that same building and it's all under one umbrella. So make sure that thing is in its own separate entity. So cost segregation is a process where you go through and you look at the different pieces of your business, of your real estate, and some of the aspects of that building can be depreciated, which is just a fancy way of saying you get a tax write-off.
Yeah.
It can be depreciated faster than the building itself. Equipment, air conditioning, various factory machines, all these different pieces of your business operation may have a different tax depreciation schedule.
Love it.
So making sure that you know that, you might get some huge accelerated depreciation, which goes to number two. Bonus depreciation. Bonus depreciation.
Who doesn't love a bonus?
I love the bonus. The one that a lot of people might be familiar with is a section of the tax code. It's number 179, I believe, that allows you to write off the purchase of equipment. And a lot of people in our clients, list, they use this to buy their vehicles. You have to buy a vehicle that weighs more than 6,000 pounds. And the IRS says you can accelerate the depreciation of that asset purchase right up front and take a tax deduction. But what a lot of people don't realize, and we have this right now, actually, Paul, you introduced me to this individual, that I asked him, because he was interested in setting up a company and or changing his corporate structure for his primary business. And we're doing the LLC conversion and keeping his S-Corp tax status. It's all great. But I asked him if he had any other hobbies or any other business side hustles. And this was really interesting. He said, I absolutely love to fish. I love to fish. I fish as much as I can. I really would like to actually do it professionally. All right. So my client has this side hustle idea. So he wants to fish. He wants to go and commercial fish offshore. And he has all the skill and experience and the passion for it. And he was thinking, I want to start a business. Well, he wasn't thinking, I want to start a business. He said, I want to buy a boat.
Yeah.
And I suggested, I said, well, why don't you start a business? Why don't you actually start an LLC? We can help you with that because, you know, we're a law firm. We've already helped him with other stuff. And I said, why don't you start a business around this, like legitimately side hustle?
Yeah.
And so now moving forward, we're actually helping him set up a limited liability company that'll be his fishing enterprise, and he will buy a boat, and his boat will be bonus depreciated upfront year one.
Nice. Nice.
And it's a very nice tax deduction. But here's the key. You can't just do it like, oh, I'm just going to depreciate a boat. You need to have a legitimate business intent.
Of course.
And he's actually setting up the LLC to structure around the deal. He's all excited about it. And he has enough contacts that I think he'll make a go of it. It's pretty cool.
Love
it. So that's number two.
All right. Three.
Number three, employ your kids. If you have kids, little rugrats that are old enough to run the paper shredder, make your kids the junior executive in charge of document destruction. Okay. And pay them through your company. And what happens is you are able to pay a certain amount of, I forget the actual numbers. You have to talk to your CPA, but you can pay a certain amount every year to your kids. And that tax rate, that tax bill ends up on your kids' side of the ledger and you don't pay taxes on it. Okay.
Ah,
maybe
nice.
Your kids can use that to fund their own college savings account or their own, you know, extra Halloween candy fund or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But employ your kids. It's important, though, to have the right company structures, the right limited liability companies and so on and so forth set up. And you want to account for it properly. But that's a big one. Make sure that you employ your kids. Okay?
Love it. Great reminder. Four.
Yes. Number four. So this is a big one when it comes to just, again, looking for tax strategies is making sure that you're contacting and discussing things with your financial advisors. We, of course, at Barth Calderone, we're not the financial advisors. We set up the corporate structures where you need that advice. But one of the areas that we generally will help with is making sure that folks are taking advantage of passive income losses and passive activity losses. Those things happen in a business, and when you structure your corporations correctly, those losses pass through to the owner of the business, making sure that you're actually getting what we call your pigs and pals, your passive income losses, passive income generators, et cetera, et cetera. Those are very important. So ask your financial advisors about pigs and pals, making sure that you're not missing those tax strategies hiding in there. Okay.
Love it. Love it. Another good one. What's up next?
Okay. Now this is one that, again, this is a current event. Okay. Current event. Speaking to a gentleman, one of our clients who runs a very successful construction company. He digs dirt for a living and he does very well. And we've helped them over the years with lots and lots of their various legal entities and structures. And he was once again this year lamenting his tax bill.
Yeah,
and he was lamenting his tax bill while he was talking to me from his lake house in Big Bear, California. Well, Big Bear is nice, and this lake house is very nice. And I said, well, let me ask you this. I said, have you ever had any company events, corporate events at your home in Big Bear? And he said, well, yeah, we do it once or twice a year. And I said, well, did you know that there is a rule called the Augusta Rule? They call it the Augusta Rule after Augusta National Golf Course, you know, the big PGA golf tournament.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that you can rent your personal home for 14 days tax-free. Did you know that? And he said, no. I said, did you know that you could rent your home to your own company for corporate events 14 days a year? And he said, had no idea. And he says, because those events, those weekends are expensive. I said, yes. So you have to look at these just nuances of tax planning. It's not just black. Well, it is black and white, but it's buried in the details.
Right.
Now he understands. Yeah. So He now understands, though. Now, the one of the things that he hadn't done with his second home, and I suggested it straight away. I said, you have a home in Big Bear. I said, please tell me that you bought that under a limited liability company to keep it safe. And he said, no. He sheepishly said, no. And I said, well, that's kind of rule number one. You should start with a limited liability company wrapped around that home. Then
yeah, he's got
rent
people,
it back to your company.
Yeah, he's having parties
yes.
there. People are drinking, doing stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
On the lake, 100%. Basically, yes. So now he's going to wrap that thing up in a limited liability company. Okay, now hear this, Paul. And he's having a Christmas party at the lake. And guess who's paying for it? The company is paying for it.
Well, now you got to get us invitations to that party. That's the next
I know.
Step.
I'm trying. I need to get there. Okay. Last thing. Heard me say it throughout this whole talk is incorporate and save. The common theme through all of this is making sure that your entities are set up properly. Making
right.
sure that, for example, that you have a limited liability company taxed as an S corp. That happens. I mean, how many times, Paul, have we seen folks who say, yeah, I got an LLC online? And I said, well, is it set up as an S corp taxation
yeah.
so that
yeah.
you can benefit? And they say, didn't even know it, right?
Yeah.
My CPA set it up and they didn't know it.
Yeah.
So making sure that you incorporate properly and that you track your expenses correctly so that you keep things on the right side of the ledger and you save some taxes, hopefully.
Yeah, love it. Craig, this stuff is awesome. I mean, it's just a good refresher, reminder on things. And I know we all wish we were there, maybe in Maine there. It looks beautiful.
I know.
Yeah.
We've got behind me some golden eyes. They're a very, very amazing ducks that are flying in. They're all coming in. They stop here on their way south. So
love it.
Glad you could join me.
Yeah, I love it. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And wherever you're watching this video, if you want to get one-on-one with us for a complimentary planning assessment, asset protection, estate planning, business planning, you got some tax mitigation questions, anything we talked about here today, we've got a comprehensive team that can answer it all. So around this video, either up here, down here, is going to be a way to get one-on-one with us. Get connected, Craig. We'll see you next time.
Take care, Paul.
All right.
Sing it.